It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In this tax season, we check in with the State Department of Revenue a month out from the filing deadline for federal and state tax returns. Call in with a question. You can share your comments about tax filings and tax policies. Number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Peter Barka is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Secretary Barka, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you very much, Kate, and terrific to be with you again.
Yes, well, here we are a month away from tax day. How do you expect the state's income tax collections to compare to previous years?
Well, we think they'll be very close to previous years. So far, it's been a very smooth tax season. We've already processed 1.2 million tax returns. We've had about a 3.9-day average for processing turnaround to try and get refunds back to people who have refunds coming due. The average refund has been a little over $800, $807.25 on average. So things are going well, although I always have to issue that cautionary note that the fraudsters are out there en masse. We've had two tax preparing groups who have been hacked already this year, and there are many more attempts that are out there. So I always like to at least advise people, keep your antivirus protections up to date and be very careful, for fraudsters and scams. So oftentimes people might get an email or a text claiming they're from the Department of Revenue or the IRS. And usually you can tell they're scammers because they'll say, you're in trouble, you owe money, there's a problem with your account. And people should know that, if there's something to be said, they'll get a letter, official letter in the mail. It won't come from a phone call or a text. We only call people if they've gotten a letter telling them to expect a call.
Are tax filing scams more of an issue this year than in years past?
Well, each year there seems to be an increase in the attempts that are being made. And they're getting more sophisticated about it as well, which is unfortunate. So we spend millions of dollars every year to protect taxpayers, to make sure that we're doing absolutely everything possible, and then to intercept those that are successful in hacking, tax preparation agencies. So we think we've been extremely effective at that. But again, we've got top tax professionals and contractors that help us to keep people safe. So that's why we like to at least warn people so that they are on alert.
I want to circle back to one of those one of the numbers you threw out there, 3.9 days to process returns. How quickly in general is a state aiming to process tax returns this year?
Yeah, that's our average, is 3.9 days on average. That includes paper, returns. Obviously, we encourage people to e-file because it's quicker, more efficient. Send in paper returns, that means we have to have those returns scanned, and we have to, check to make sure for illegible, kinds of markings so that we can, correct those, and there's more of a chance it'll be set aside, and we'll have to reach back out to make sure that it's been handled accurately. But on average, it's less than 4 days.
Are nearly all filings now electronic?
Yes, they are, Kate. It's really been remarkable. We now have, this year, for instance, over 96% are e-files, for individual returns. So that's extremely high, and, it's been creeping up year by year. It's a plus, really. We think it's safer, more secure, and there's less likely to have your taxes be held up because of, something illegible or maybe a decimal point in the wrong place, things of that sort.
Talking about tax season with Peter Barka, Revenue Department Secretary, you can join the conversation, call in with a question, share comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So this year, the state is offering a new free filing system called WisTax. How is WisTax different from Wisconsin's previous e-filing system?
Well, it's much easier to use. It's easier to upload documents such as forms and other items that you need to include with your taxes. For some people, they can use their iPhone and file that way. So it's the platform that we use is much easier for people. And So that's why we've replaced the old, Wisconsin e-file with WisTax, and we've gotten very good feedback. And we've been testing it the last couple of years, and now it's our official way that people can file for free,
I wonder,
utilizing our system.
would WisTax find the same amount of savings and credits for the filer as buying a name brand, tax filing software?
Well, I would say that it's not really designed to find credits, but it certainly will list every single, line that, you can analyze to see whether or not you can have a deduction or a credit. But it's not really designed for that purpose. But I would say it's certainly just as easy to use as any other free filing tool that's out there. The other thing that's changed is we formed part of the IRS Free File Alliance. So in the past, tax software groups that wanted to participate wouldn't do it with states that already had their own free file. But the benefit of the Free File Alliance is you can file your federal and your state return at the same time, where our WisTax is strictly for state tax preparation, obviously. And we've got four different groups that are participating, and it seems like a large number of taxpayers are utilizing this new free software providing service, and that seems to be going very well additionally to the WisTax. So we're pleased to give people as many options as possible. Our goal is to make it easy for people to file and handle their responsibilities.
What do Wisconsinites filers have to know to access Free File?
Really, they can just go on our website and they can find the various options that are there. And once they open them, they're, very self-guided. So I know people have had good success with that.
And then, in the current budget, Governor Evers signed into law tax cuts that the Legislative Fiscal Bureau reports lowers income tax rates by roughly $3 a month per person. How do these cuts affect tax filing?
Well, really, they do not make tax filing any more difficult. It's just built into the system that, people obviously have to be aware of them, though. And, the newest one that he signed that'll take effect next year is a child care tax credit. So that will double the amount that you can claim. The governor in a previous budget was able to get 50% of the federal, and then this budget he asked for 100%, which didn't pass as part of a budget, but it passed as a separate bill. So it wouldn't be any different, as an example, when you go to file, except that when you look at what you're eligible for, you'll be able to put down double the amount compared to previous years, as of your filing next year.
And
So all that just to kind of make it clear that it doesn't make it any more difficult to take advantage of these credits for these tax breaks.
then circling around to the deadline, is a filer subject to penalties if they don't file their Wisconsin income tax return by the due date?
Yes, they are. And that's one thing I'm glad you brought up, Kate, because one thing we try to emphasize to people is that, I mean, you can file for an extension if you don't have all your information for some reason, but you do need to at least file by April 15th, and or file for an extension. And the other thing we try to encourage people is to file early. And I know for myself, to be frank, in past years, I would kind of wait till the end because I owed money. But the thing I've learned since joining the Department of Revenue is that you can file early and make your payment on April 15th. So that way you've already filed and you don't have any concerns about it being received on time. And then you can just make your payment as of April 15th. And what we found is that there's the fraudsters tend to attack people at the last minute. I don't know if they just think that we're not going to catch them because there's such a glut of people that file right at the end of the tax season, but generally it is safer to file earlier on in the tax season.
That is State Revenue Secretary Peter Barca with us in tax season to discuss developments in the financial position of our state with tax collections. Call in with a question. You can add your thoughts along the way at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. About two-thirds of the way through income tax filing season, give or take, we talk with Revenue Secretary Peter Barca about the activity in tax collections and the fiscal position of the state with the general fund surplus. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So in January, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau said that lower than expected tax revenue would shrink the state's projected budget surplus by roughly $440 million. Why are surplus predictions lowering?
Well, there's a number of reasons why it's slightly lower. Obviously, in the first place, the governor has enacted new tax credits and new tax deductions as well. So that has an impact. And then secondly, there's been just a very slight slowdown in terms of the economy, the national economy overall. Actually, Wisconsin has been exceeding the national economy, but just a slight slowdown. It's actually a pretty small blip there that we've experienced.
The Fiscal Bureau's budget surplus prediction for the end of June of next year, how much money does the state have in its surplus right now? What can you tell us?
Well, we expect that we'll be right around $4 billion surplus at the end of this fiscal year. We feel like we're in very solid shape overall. And obviously, the state has made strategic investments as well as provided tax cuts, which puts us in a very strong position for attracting businesses from other states over the course of the last 20 to 30 years. And with governors of both parties, legislatures of both parties, there's been a steady move to make Wisconsin far more competitive. We're kind of in the middle of the pack in terms of, the tax obligation of state and local taxes. And if you add in fees, it's significantly lower yet because many states have much higher fees than Wisconsin does. So we're in a very strong position financially. Many people don't know, but for the first time in 40 years, we now have a AAA bond rating. In the last time we went to our bond rating agencies a couple of years ago, which I was thrilled to be part of for the first time, and Governor, of course, leading the team along with the Department of Administration and Department of Revenue, we saw that bond rating agencies view Wisconsin as being an extremely strong risk for investing money because our fiscal situation is so sound and we've been navigating things well. I know the governor has paid down debt as interest rates have gone up. So I think we're just in a very strong position fiscally and also competitively. We're in good shape.
But there have also been efforts to help stabilize the financial position of municipalities. And I just want to check in for a moment on shared revenue as we talk about, a strong fiscal position for the state. And with shared revenue, that increase in the amount of sales taxes going back to local governments, how is shared revenue affecting the state's finances, overall right now?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Kate, because that was by far the most important bipartisan victory over the course of the last, legislative session for the last year and a half. The governor made it his number one priority. I was pleased that the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans alike, made it a priority as well. And, so there's two things that happened. One is for the first time in really virtually 20 years, we've had an increase in share revenue. But more important than that is what you suggested, Kate, is that for the first time, future share revenue will be tied to increases in sales tax so that, one-fifth of the sales tax will be dedicated to go back to local government. So they won't have to wait 20 years again to get an increase in share revenue because it'll be an automatic increase, provided the legislature or governor doesn't change it. And I believe at least certainly this governor and the current legislature is committed to that. So very important. You can't have a strong state without strong communities. And certainly that's why the governor made it his number one priority.
Let's talk about your January collections report showing corporate income taxes are down nearly 6% compared to last year. What is causing the decline in corporate income tax revenue?
Well, and actually, we just yesterday, this is very timely, we had a report from our economists, and it's gone back up slightly in February. So it is still down slightly, but not dramatically. And I think part of it is that, you know, corporate profits were up, you know, just at historic levels during the pandemic. As people had more money in their pocket, there was more spending, there was more production going on. I would say that it's, you know, just leveling off ever so slightly. So we're still in very strong shape, and, you know, we're kind of aligned with the national economy on corporate profits, since, you know, corporations, you know, in so many cases are across state lines. But really, it's been stable, and it's, you know, back up a little bit in February. So we're feeling pretty positive about, you know, corporate tax collections. And it really has gone up pretty dramatically. When I first started as Secretary of Revenue, income taxes, individual income taxes, made up more than 50% of the taxes collected. Now it's down to 46%, and it's almost completely because corporate tax collections went up pretty dramatically from, you know, somewhere around the neighborhood of 6% to above 10%. So they're at historic highs, and there's been a slight drop, but almost imperceptible.
In January, looked like a pretty big bump for a month if you compare that year over year, or, you know, month from the previous month, January in 2023. Is that pretty normal when there's a difference like that between the two revenue points?
Yes, it is. I mean, there's fluctuations that go on from month to month and quarter to quarter. So, you know, you do see those kind of, as you look at it like a curve on a line, you know, it's pretty steady if you look at it over, you know, three or four quarters, but from month to month, it can fluctuate. So it's you know, what we would expect to some degree.
We are talking about tax season with Peter Barca, Revenue Department Secretary. Call in with questions or comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. A little bit closer here on the economy in Wisconsin. We've been reporting here at WPR on a construction boom, setting record highs for construction jobs in January. How does a boom like that in the construction sector affect taxes or corporate taxes in particular?
Well, it certainly, you know, does have a positive impact. There's no question about it. And you know, there's a couple indicators that show that kind of positive movement. You know, that's certainly being very important. And we expect if the Feds do, in fact, lower interest rates as is expected, you know, in this late spring or early summer, that will only add to that. Secondly, the other thing for anybody that owns property, whether you're a homeowner or you own a business, equalized values in Wisconsin are sky high. They've hit record levels, showing, you know, the strength of investing here in Wisconsin. So we're very pleased to see those kind of positive economic indicators.
Circling back to scams for just a moment, you know, is there a proper way to report suspected tax fraud? So not a scam, but suspected tax fraud.
Well, certainly if you suspect fraud, and you know, we've had a very active task force at the Department of Revenue. Our Deputy Secretary, Maria Guerra-Lapasic, has led the efforts on that, along with DWD and the Department of Justice, because we know at times you have people that, you know, out-of-state construction companies, just as one example of what we see. They'll come into Wisconsin and set up shop, and they'll pay people in gift cards so they won't be paying their income taxes. They don't withhold for their staff. They're not paying unemployment or workers' comp. That's been one of our key priorities, is to catch these kind of out-of-state scammers. And, you know, there are, you know, fraud hotlines, and, you know, that they can call. There's certainly easy ways to report. And they can always call customer service, and, you know, if they need any kind of guidance. And if you don't mind, I'll share that number. It's area code 608-266-2486. But it's easy to Google. If you just Google Wisconsin DOR customer service that pops up right away. And one of the things we're very proud of is that we have a terrific staff. Our average hold time is normally about 90 seconds at the longest. And we ask people to take a survey when they're done. And we're just so proud of the fact we get 99% satisfaction ratings and rating our people as professional and knowledgeable. So they're there to serve you. And if you need help or you're suspicious about tax fraud in some way, or you think somebody has done you wrong, or you just need help, you want to understand.
There's someone on the other line there. Secretary Barca, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. Appreciate the interest level, and thanks for keeping your listeners informed.
And Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.